Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Madasani from our Daily Blessing Adapter from NCM. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. The word of the Lord came through Prophet Zechariah, asking all the people of the land and the priests, "When you fasted and mourned for past 70 years, was it really for me that you fasted? And when you were eating and drinking, were you not just feasting for yourselves?" God questioned the motive of the heart of the Israelites behind the religious practices. And then God Almighty sums up what true religion ought to be: administer true justice, show mercy and compassion to one another, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. In your hearts, do not think evil of each other. You see, my friend, the real issue is not fasting or feasting, but a commitment to live in a way that pleases the Lord. Our life and lifestyle should emulate Christ and His message. The end result of our fasting, Bible study, church attendance, and other religious practice should be a life that brings honor and glory to God. The Bible says in Psalm 78 verses 36 and 37, "They would flatter me with their mouths, lying to Him with their tongues. Their hearts were not loyal to Him. They were not faithful to His covenant." Remember, my friends, when God gets hold of your tongue, He gets hold of your life. Shall we pray? Loving Heavenly Father, we pray this day, keep us from empty religious rituals and help us to live in close relationship with You. Gracious Lord, help us to worship You in truth and in spirit. Bless us to be a people of the Spirit, ignited and on fire to inspire and edify those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.